Husker Radio, it is Mugs in the Morning, and welcome back on this Friday morning. We are pleased to be joined with the city administrator from North Platte, Lane Grosseth. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Got beautiful weather out this entire week, and it's spurring along, I'm sure, some economic development in our area. And one and construction crews, I think, are probably loving it, and I would imagine the construction crews over at the North Platte Rec Center are loving it as well. As we, I wanted to get somebody in to kind of get an update on where the Rec Center project is at and just some of the recent changes. You start visualizing it now. You can start seeing changes. So what can you tell us? What's the latest? Where are we at kind of in the progress of the Rec Center at this point?
Okay. Well, construction is moving right along. We've had a fairly good winter for that, so things are going well. This week, they started pouring the floor in the turf area, the largest building that's going to – the largest part of the addition that's there on the southwest side of it.
Right. That's the one that runs along when it curved – the road curves further to the west, the one that runs right along that road, right?
Is
that
correct. Right? Yeah. Yep. So we're kind of where the – going to go right over the top of the parking lot and where the old skate park was.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
That's going to have enough room in it for – I think it's either 10 and under or 12 and under soccer – full-size regulation soccer field. But we also can get two gyms in there or two basketball courts in there. We're pretty excited. We think the funding is going to be there. There's going to be enough money for a climbing wall. And there's also going to be some room for batting cages and some other things. And plus, being wide open like it is, there could be the possibility at some time maybe having some concerts or other large activities in there. So we're really excited. But they started pouring the floor this week.
Very good.
So that's exciting. Things are moving right along. I mean, total final product when the whole rec center is complete is still about 2 years out. It's somewhere around January, February of 27. Okay. But there's going to be incremental stages where we open up different parts and then tear down different parts. So it's going along great.
And so that's the big one then is the tall building that we're seeing constructed. What just to the east of that, you know, where people are parking now, kind of right where that south of that parking lot is a different structure.
Yes, that's kind of the entrance. That's where the new entrance is going to be.
Okay.
The 24-hour fitness piece, that there's going to be a small 24-hour gym that people that we're not sure yet if they pay an extra few dollars a month to have access to the 24-hour gym is going to be in there, plus some meeting rooms. And then in between those two pieces, if you go down to the dog park and look back towards the north then, as where the new pools are going to be.
Okay.
The competition pool and the kind of the teaching pool and where the water slides and stuff will empty into. So that's all in between there. And it's kind of an optical illusion when you look off if you're on the east side looking back, because it doesn't look like there's that much space between those two buildings.
Yeah.
But you go to the south and it's a really large area. We're really excited. It's going to be just it's so huge. It's going to be nice.
Talking with North Platte City Administrator Lane Grosseth as we talk the North Platte Rec Center project here. It's going on. If you've been over there, there's a lot of changes. It seems like every time I get over there, there's a change. And I have a question that I'm sure it's been addressed and I'm sure it's been even talked about, but I just don't know the answer myself. Parking. Where's parking plan for?
Parking. I think they're going to have plans for over 300 spots, and it's going to kind of wrap around the east and a little bit to the south then. So it's going to be a little bit of an L-shaped parking lot around the east and south. It's going to bridge between the rec center and where it's going to be now and the ball fields to the east there.
Okay.
We'll be putting in a sidewalk then from the parking lot that goes both to the ball fields and to the rec center, but it's going to really be a large parking area that's going to benefit the ball fields, the rec center, the dog park, the whole east side of Centennial Park, if you will.
And how far south does this go then? I mean, obviously there's a tree line there close to the river. Does it get pretty close to there?
It goes almost, basically touches the dog park parking lot now.
Okay.
So it's a large area.
Very good.
And somewhere in there, and I'm not exactly sure because we've kind of moved around a couple times, but the sand volleyball courts will go back somewhere in that area as well. So, you know, those will be there too.
So I know, you mentioned 2 years out really from the final completion. What's the first... People want to know, when do I get to see something that's, you know, and get to use something? So what's the first project that they'll be able to access?
I think the hope is, if everything keeps going along as scheduled, it'll be about a year from now, when maybe 14 months from now or so, when the pool area will be open. The turf area may be open before then, but because of construction, I'm not sure exactly when we'll open that part of it.
Okay.
And then the new entrance. And then once that's ready, then where the pool, existing pool is, that will be – the dome will be taken down, and that will become a new gymnasium as well with two new basketball, volleyball courts, and it's going to be really spectacular with glass. And then the upper area that will have the walking track that goes around that, and you can, you know, walk around the top of the gym and look down into it, or just have a nice leisurely walk.
So is that, and I know this, again, this has been discussed, I'm sure, but the dome and that building that we're using right now, does that get completely taken over, or is it being existent, just modified?
The dome will come off. There'll be some walls removed, but part of it will kind of remain. Its north wall basically remain the same, where we have the bleacher area now. That'll be the wall of the gym, so the areas where we have the pool tables and things will still be there. We may repurpose that for something different. But so some of it remains, but some of it gets kind of flattened and rebuilt.
Very good. Elaine Grosseth here with the city administrator as we talk the rec center here in North Platte. And obviously a big part of this was also the Cody Park pool on the north side. And and I've seen stuff over there, but I don't know. I can't remember the timeline on any of that.
So Cody Pool, we've also started the remodel of that. Right now, most of the construction's kind of happening inside the bathhouse as far as some remodeling and revamping how that'll be. Get some better shower space and some more usable space, as well as some family restroom changing rooms added onto that. And then this summer, the pool itself will still be open for use, but to the east of the existing pool is where the water park portion is going to go. And so that'll have the zero depth entry pool going into it, some play features in there, and then also a lazy river and a couple water slides for that. And so most of that construction will happen this summer going into the fall. We're hoping it'll be open for 2026, but some of that just depends on some supply issues and different things.
Sure.
It may not be till 27, but the construction will be going on this summer, but the pool will still be open for use just as it has been. The only thing that they did take out already is the baby pool, the wading pool. That will not be available. But when we get the zero-depth entry pool in, when the project's completed, that'll kind of take the place of that, and it'll be a lot larger area and an easier area to get in and out of.
Very good. A lot of changes coming, and, you know, when was the first time this was presented? How long has that been already?
I know it's been in the talks for probably 20-plus years.
Sure, but I mean, this most with the way we financed it and things.
Okay, so they kind of ran it around in 2018, but the ballot issue didn't pass, but that was kind of a generic. And so it was really in 2021, 2022 when the good plans really started happening, and then it went to the voters, I believe in 22, and that's when everything really started to take shape, so we get the engineering and everything done.
Right, so we're a couple years in now to this point, and a couple years away from it all being done. It ought to be fun. Anything else we're missing? I'm missing.
Also, part of that package that the voters approved with the sales tax was the skate park.
Sure, yeah.
And that's going to be about a $650,000 skate park. $500,000 from the sales tax, and the rest was from people that donations. That's going to go in Centennial Park, towards the far east in a Centennial Park where one of the soccer fields is. Just south of the little gazebo area and stuff there. And we're really excited about that. That will also be building this summer with an expected completion date by Labor Day.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be about a 10,000-square-foot skate park that's going to have some neat bowls and ramps, and just I think it's going to be great for the community. And but no worries, our existing skate park that had to be taken out, that's going to go up by Madison School, where we're going to put a new park in just south of Madison School that the city acquired some property on.
So, very good, yes. That's awesome. Man, well, that's great news. So that's getting stored somewhere right now then.
Yep, we refurbished it, had a local contractor take care of it and put everything back together, fixed the welds, and it's going to be in real good shape to get repurposed there on the north side.
Very good. All right. Well, Lane Grosseth, we appreciate your time this morning to give us an update. It's probably good to get that every couple months at least, because so much changes in a couple months, and with weather getting better, you know, but obviously there now you're starting to deal with not necessarily walled off and all indoor things, but at least you're we're getting closer to the point where now they can work even when weather probably isn't the greatest.
So. Yep. It's going along real well, and the contractors keep us updated on a weekly basis, and things are moving right along.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for coming in, sir. We appreciate your time and all of your work with the city, and good luck, and enjoy the nice weather, all right?
You too. Thank you.
That's Lane Grothas, the city administrator of North Platte. More Mugs in the Morning coming up next.